Can we just bow together for prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again for this opportunity to meet around your table in your appointed way. And our Father, we come to contemplate afresh all that the Lord has done for us. Today we thank you for Calvary and all that that means. Rejoice is not just some historical spot outside the walls of Jerusalem, but a living spiritual reality within our heart. Yes. And again, we would pray with the hymn writer, lead us to Calvary.
Amen.
We thank you that there the Son of God loved us and gave himself for us.
Hallelujah.
5 bleeding wounds he bears, received on Calvary.
Yes, Lord.
They pour effectual prayers, they strongly plead for me. Forgive them, oh, forgive, he cried.
Amen.
Let not that ransomed sinner die.
Yes.
And our Father, we thank you that, that blood still avails for sin and for uncleanness.
Yes.
Lord, we never understand the awful agonies of Calvary.
No.
But we thank you that it was for us the Savior died.
Yes.
And we're glad today there's one in the glory who prays for us. Meet with us now around your table, and again write your truth upon our hearts.
Yes.
For we ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. We're reading from Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53 and the verse 1. Which no doubt the prophet foresaw and spoke of the Savior. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid in him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He has brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. The pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. A great chapter, of course, on Calvary, and the wonderful Lamb of God. And when you look at it, folks, you have to come to this conclusion, that no one ever sorrowed and no one ever suffered like Christ. In fact, he said, is there any sorrow like unto my sorrow? And while those who were crucified with him, one on each side, they bore the pains of crucifixion. Yet they did not suffer like Jesus suffered. Because they only suffered at the hands of man's brutality. But what we cannot see at the cross is this. God lifting his rod. Laying it on the back of his son. And punishing our sins in him.
Praise God.
Knew what it was to be forsaken by the Father. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because God is a pure eyes and behold iniquity.
Yeah.
And God cannot look on sin. And the moment Jesus became sin for us, God turned away. Dying for no sin of his own, even Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. But paying the price of all our sin. All our sin, past, present, and future. He paid the full price of all our sin. And heaven is our surety today. Because of what Jesus did for us. Isn't it great to be saved?
Amen. Praise God.
And to know that one day we're never given account of our sin. For he has paid it all.
Amen.
And all to him we owe, sin had left its crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. And the good thing is this, folk, that Jesus not only died for us, he lives for us.
Amen.
Even now, interceding at the Father's right hand. So we can meet today and rejoice that God has made us fit to be here. We'll bow together in prayer, and one of the brethren will give thanks for the bread. It reminds us today of that marred and broken body
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.